Update is brought to you by Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store in the nation. Just went full beast mode. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous, the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one, starting with the Canes, will continue their prep for Sunday's top 10 showdown with Notre Dame. Sunday's game kicks at 7:30 from Hard Rock and can be heard here on 104.3 WQAM with our countdown to kickoff beginning at 3. Over to the Dolphins, will make their final cuts to the roster today. Miami opens up the season in Indianapolis a week from Sunday. And the Marlins beat the Braves 2-1. Edward Cabrera went 7 innings, giving up just one hit and striking out 10. Game 2 of the 3-game series is tonight with the first pitch at 6:40 from Lone Depot Park. Joe, we'll go back to you.
All right, Woody, thank you. Man, I got to tell you, this is a big college football weekend. And I'm really torn on this one. Wife and hey, let's do something. Having this talk last night, hey, what do you say we spend a few days and go do something? And I'm like, all I can think of while she's talking to me, and I'm just talking out loud here, I'm thinking of Texas at Ohio State at noon, and damn it, FSU and LSU at Clemson. I'm not worried about Sunday night because, you know, we're going to be back and either going or going to be sitting home and watching it. But, I mean, we got some great games.
It's a tough call. Your marriage or those games?
No. It's not marriage. It's like we've been together a long time. It's just
it's a big holiday weekend, though.
It's really pushing it and like, yeah, maybe I need to get away a little bit and just step back here. And like, you know,
They got highlights, man.
I know, but people don't understand. Like, so I was at a dinner, and everybody's going around, and we're all older, you know, and maybe you've gone through this. And they go, oh, my gosh. So one of the women asked me at the table. This is a few months ago. This is recent. So, oh, my God, I got to ask you, Joe, you know, I talked to everybody so they felt they could talk. Like, when you're not in sports, what do you enjoy? Like, do you have hobbies? And I can see my wife going, I want to hear how he answers. And I go, well, I really don't have any hobbies. I just like watching sports when I'm not.
That is a hobby.
No. But like she goes, and it froze her. She was waiting for him to say, oh, you know, I really enjoy, you know, I collect stuff or something, or I like wines or, you know, traveling. And I was like, yeah, I like going to games. I love sports. And she goes, she had to follow it up, like, because, you know, everybody around the table is talking about all the things, all these people that have done well in their life. And I just kind of like, you know, I'm not trying to impress him, but at the table, I just kind of like good sporting event. I like to watch them, either go to them or watch them at home. And she was, all of them? I think she thought I was a football fan. No, I like all of them. I grew up, I like them all. I like especially people really good at what they do, and games are supposed to be good. And hell, this is one of those weekends, man. Texas at Ohio State, 1-2. I want to see how good FSU is. I know this sounds crazy. FSU is what, a 13.5-point underdog against Bama?
Yeah, 2 touchdowns. Yep.
Yeah, but I want to see how good Bama is. I want to see how good is Florida State bouncing back. Are they still going to be bad?
I would imagine they'll be better, right?
And LSU at Clemson?
Yeah.
Two of the best quarterbacks in the
country. Norvell was fired up. We talked to him at the ACC kickoff. He you know, obviously thought his team was going to be much better. Although he said that last year.
Yeah.
You know, how hungry they were after getting screwed, man, from the national championship and all that.
But I got to tell you, you talk about from 1 year hitting a jackpot on the transfer portal.
Yeah.
Him, one of the greatest transfer portal classes of all time. He really did. I don't know where he got all these guys, but they were all good. To add whatever he had, you know, taking over that team, they were fantastic. And then, you know, the quarterback thing, and they got screwed as they were undefeated. And
they took the wrong quarterback, yeah. Hey, man, that's the risk, though, when you do this whole transfer portal thing, right? I mean, you're just taking some guy that played at another school that you don't really know. You didn't develop him.
And then year two, Woody, they come back with another transfer portal class, starting with that quarterback. He was terrible. He was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that's name's hard to say.
DJ Ugoole, yeah.
Yeah, where? From Clemson to Oregon State, back to Florida State.
I think he's still playing college football somewhere, isn't he?
I don't know. I don't know how many years you can have left.
10?
By the way, we're getting a little carried away on these amount of years. Like,
there's a lot of guys playing a lot of years.
Yeah. I mean,
hey man, wouldn't you though? Like we were talking about, like, especially with basketball, because it's so easy to just, I don't want to say fake an injury, but to have an injury and miss just enough games so you're still eligible.
You're talking about the University of Miami guard. Okay, go ahead.
Fine. But wouldn't you, like, if you knew you weren't going to go pro and you knew, like, hey, I can make millions of dollars playing college ball?
Well.
Because that's what it's come down to,
no,
right?
No, you can make a good
living. There's
a lot
of good college players that can make a decent amount of money, life-changing money, but that are not good enough to play in the pros.
Life-changing. I call it good start money, but not you're making it sound like every college athlete's making.
No, but I'm saying some of them are.
Some of them are. Some are, yes.
A lot of them are.
Some are. I don't know.
More than we would know, Joe. I just have a feeling there's a lot of these guys are getting a lot more money than we know.
I think
not that we would ever find out, right?
Yeah, but Woody, you got all these guys, you start doing the math, they don't have a $50-60 million payroll, I don't think, in college football yet. Now, is there $60-70 million sports budgets? Hell yes.
If you found out like Texas was spending $60 million on their football team, would that shock you? I mean, that's like nothing to probably some of those donors they have over there.
No, I get it. The money is not, the money for a couple of those Texas schools, not a problem. There is a lot of oil money there. There is a lot of oil money and it's still flowing.
Hell, yes. SMU said, don't even worry about paying us any of that TV money. We'll be fine.
You see why?
Yeah.
They come right in and go to the ACC championship game. Like, hey, we've been waiting to go to that thing. What the hell's going on there, man?
That's when you know you got money. When they're like, don't even worry about the TV money.
Anyway,
we'll
yeah, so. And then last night she said, well, let's found a place to go. Okay. And I was like.
Where are you going?
How much can I watch where I'm going? Not far. Not far.
I hope she takes you to one of those places like a dude ranch or something that doesn't have TV.
Why would you say that?
Sorry.
That's just.
You got your phone.
Anyway, I had to.
You got
to
disconnect, man, when you're with her. You got to, you gotta turn the game
off. But I can relax and enjoy when I'm watching games and sitting there. And by the way, usually when you're at a hotel somewhere, you see a whole bunch of guys just like you.
Yeah.
They're all living and dying with every.
And they got a nice bar.
Every
in the
snap
for you, yeah.
Or down by a beach or something. Yeah, man. It's anyway, I just had to get that out there. But that conversation, you should have seen the whole table too. Like, so Joe, everybody's talking like, what's your hobby? That was a nice question. I went, sports?
That's a real hobby, though.
No, man.
What do you mean, no? Of course it's a real hobby. Sports is a hobby.
I'm a little too one-dimensional. Like,
only that, but you play. I mean, you play tennis.
No, so the other thing is, like, we're going through right now is my wife says to me, and I'm not calling my wife out. You know, it's she says, I said, hey, we got home early the other night. And I said, hey, I know the weather's a little crummy out. I might stop by the game down the street. American Heritage Plantation.
Uh-huh. This is on a Friday night.
Yeah. She goes, I don't get the high school thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, your son hasn't played high school football in. I know. I just go see some of the dads. I want to stop and go see Raja Bell, whose son's Dia Bell is really good. And Ralph Stringer, my friend, and go see a couple of the guys and try to get around. I did that Northwestern Central game. I said, I'm going to Trask Powell. Why are you going to Trask Powell?
I think those are legitimate questions she's asking.
Yes. No.
But your answers are good. Like your friends are playing and, their kids are playing.
I do many lies. Like, oh, I got somebody connected that's coming on. I have to do this for the show.
You were lying about
it. Just a blatant lie.
Okay.
Blatant lie. Terrible. All right, Woody. So
what are you going to do this weekend? You going to shut it down then?
I don't
Why
know.
Don't you see if you
I'm
can
not
get
sure.
Sunday night?
I am
yourself.
Not
Sunday
sure.
night would be the
no, Sunday night's yeah. good.
That would be
Sunday
the one.
Night.
You're going to get time to yourself.
Sunday night, no matter where I'm going to be, I'm going to be at one of two places. I'm going to be at Hard Rock to see that sucker in person, or I'm going to be sitting at home in front of this big TV I just bought myself. It is a big ass TV.
Nice.
And that picture makes you feel like you're almost there. So yeah, I think I'm going to. No problem there, Woody.
Sit up close to it. feel like you're in the stadium.
Yeah, yeah. Just the closer you get. So anyway, the we got a lot of Dolphin stuff. Got to get down to 53 today by 4 o'clock. Some of it will be injuries. Some guys will be put on the IR. Some guys are going to have to cut. Maybe you trade a guy or two, maybe. And so what does Chris and Mike do today? Do they, and Jimmy Johnson brought this up. Yeah, you look at many trades if you think you might lose somebody once they're released or somebody else might trade for them. And the second thing is you pick up some guys on waiver, and that could happen too. So the way I look after the news yesterday, you're looking at one running back, one field goal kicker, one or two offensive linemen. Tell me if you're with me, Woody. Don't leave me. And one cornerback. What do you think?
That sounds like a good list.
That's a lot that's a lot of guys.
It is a lot of
four or five guys. Usually,
I told you first time. I'm stunned how many people are injured on this team. I mean, it's mind blowing. And I know it's not just us. I know it's around the league, but it's truly remarkable.
Well, I didn't count on the one running back and one field goal kicker, to your point. You're exactly right.
The field goal kicker is like, that's just a cherry on top, right?
Yeah, but he's really actually weird. Like, well,
what, important to the team?
Well, look at all the games that look at all the games that are, and look at how important a 50-yard field goal's become.
Well, yeah, an extra point.
First of all, these guys make him like at a ridiculous rate now.
Could you bring in some guy that starts shanking extra points or something?
Oh God!
And you start losing games that way.
That's terrible.
That would be bad.
All right, Woody. Hey, we've got a lot more stuff to get
Doomsday,
to.
But like,
yeah, I know.
We're not doing
gloom and doom. Like, there's some veteran kickers out
running
there.
Running backs get banged up in the preseason. I can live with that, but like your kicker,
that
was a weird one when I saw
that
yesterday.
We have two of our four running backs that aren't going to start the season with this team. One's on IR out for the year with a neck injury. The other one, you're not sure when he's coming back. The other guy got nicked up, and we haven't seen him for a few weeks already. You are down to your fourth guy, your draft pick. And by the way, what a great situation for good old Ollie Gordon the second.
Hey, what if Achane actually is hurt? I mean, what's like the game plan here?
Now you're not trusting anybody. There's no trust in the words.
There's not a lot of
trust.
I'm tired of hearing day to day, week to week, and then like what they said about Eichenberg.
Could be day to day, but could be week to week.
What he said about Eichenberg, it could be. It's not going to be season ending, but it's going to be long. Like,
yeah.
What?
I don't know. That didn't sound.
What does that mean?
Sound good.
Do we put it in the middle, week eight? Is that when he's coming?
So I always wonder, like, when you signed Eichenberg to that $2 million guarantee contract, I'm not trying to be cold or mean. Did you know that he was going to miss this much time, potentially, on what coach said?
They seem to not be too up on these things. I mean, they gave Odell Beckham all that money.
He makes that. He said, you guys don't make what I make. I make that on social media all the time. Hey, I want to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida. Man, I want to talk about all those great doctors they have put together. People ask me all the time, where do the professional teams down here go when they get injured? Who do they trust? I go, well, Inter Miami, the Heat, the Florida Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FAU, FIU. They all use those great doctors they put together for one of the top sports medicine programs in the country at Baptist Health South Florida. You talk about some of the specialists. And first of all, if you don't have specialists for every part of the body, anything where you could be injured in sports, then you can't be a top program. You can't. This is not a part deal. You're all in or you're not. Baptist Health South Florida is all in on some great doctors. Anything to do with the knee, MCL, ACL, completely blown out, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. They got not one doctor. They got doctors for every specialist, for every part of the body. So not only when high school, college, and professional athletes get injured, but all of us get injured, we know Baptist Health South Florida is going to be there for us. They got great facilities as well. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, at Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility of the Miami Dolphins, and 595 in Pine Island in Plantation. That's a good starter where a lot of those doctors are. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. Let's get you healthy. Back out playing the sports you love the most. Everybody's going to load their practice squad up. 16 players you can put on there. Pretty good money too. I think, Woody, I saw it starts at like $12,500 a week for a rookie, $12,000 a week to practice with the team, you know, be the offense, be the defense, and then work with your guys and be in the meeting so you're up on everything. Because honestly, you're the next guy up when there's injuries, right? Your practice squad guys now go to the 53-man roster. Then your salary jumps up to. Well,
there's going to be a lot of them, Joe.
Boy, the way it looks right now.
Yeah, there's probably going to be a lot of them. I'm just curious what this was like in your day when you were playing the cut day. You must have memories of this, right?
Yeah, it was terrible. So funny you should ask. So we had Shoe's right-hand guy, who he played professional football with, Carl Tassif was his name, Carl Tassif. All coaches, all the coach and the whole staff have passed away, obviously, by now. And so if this comes out, I'm a little tough on dead people sometimes, so I don't want this to go the wrong way and be mean about this. But Carl Tassif, so my take on Carl Tassif watching, going through the cuts was that he enjoyed it. No, I'm dead serious. Like,
yeah,
I think you're a sick puppy if you enjoy cutting guys. So they had us come in. I remember my rookie year, and back then there were 12 rounds of the draft. And so, hey, you know, in some rounds you could have, there'd be 14, 15 draft picks. And so you're sitting there, and they used to say, hey, tomorrow morning, we want the whole rookie class to come in early, because we're going to do our cuts early before the veterans come in. So we're all sitting in front of our lockers, and you know, we're all spread out. We're sitting with our head down, and guys are getting picked off. We're watching. So Carl Tassif circle around a guy, and I was watching him circling, like messing with him, like he was getting ready to tap him on the shoulder and say, bring your playbook. Coach wants to see you. And then when the next guy would come out, he'd go, hey, coach wants to see you. Go in. And that's back then, Don Shula gave you the truth. I don't know what these guys do. I don't know if they lie to him. Go, oh, you know what? Hey, you can play in this league. And you say that to every guy. Shoes never did that. So we had guys come out of there and going, he just told me that I was the biggest disappointment of the draft class. And, you know, guys were all walking out, and we all came in together. So you kind of build a bond because you come in early for rookie camp lasted like a week or two back then. So you were together with these guys, and, you know, you're all part of that 1980 draft class. And so one guy came out. We knew, like, oh, he said, you know, said, I can't play in the league. I should go back to college and go find something else to do. And I go, wow. So guys are getting cut right and left. Bam, bam. Guys are going out. There's only 45 guys back then and no practice squad. So I'm sitting there, and now the veterans are starting to come in. We're getting close to the meeting to get ready for the Buffalo Bills in a season opener. Like, you know, it's Monday morning or Tuesday morning after the last preseason game in the old days. And the guy's actually, he's effing with me. You know what the F word is, that I say so much. He's effing with me, walking behind me. And I just watched him, and he actually enjoyed it. It was never a serious, sad moment. I watch Hard Knocks, and they cut guys, and there's actually compassion and sympathy when guys are going in there. Like, hey, man, this is – like some of those guys didn't want to do it. Like, hey, man, this is part of the job I friggin' hate.
They're very nice on Hard Knocks when they
and between
guys,
Shoes, yeah. Who by that point had been around the league so long, he just felt it was time to tell you the truth. Like, I think you can play or you can't play. You were a dog the whole camp. I should have cut you earlier. You're a waste, all that talent you have. And, I mean, he told it. Whatever he was thinking, he let you have it.
Do you think that's the right way to handle it?
That's the way the coach did it. And he wanted you to know, like, hey – told guys to go back. We had one guy's going to be a doctor. He said, hey, man, you need to go back to school. And
well, it is a cold business.
It's a good start. So it's and
probably best to hear it, right?
Yeah, no. He was the truth. It wasn't mean. It was just the truth of what he considered the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But Carl Tassif enjoyed it way too much, watching him for 7 years do it. And it was just like, you're a real bad guy. Real bad guy. And then we got on the field and we're running gassers, and he was with the running backs, And so they ran sometimes with us or next to us running gassers. And one of the first times I noticed some of the veteran guys were cutting the line a little short because Shoes was down at the other side and they didn't think he could see how close we were to the line or coach would run them with us. So we all started cutting and we were finished the three and Carl Tassos goes over to the coach and says, hey, Rose, Bop, Bop, and Bop just didn't touch the lines down at the other end. Like you cheated the coach. You cheated Don Shula on that. Like that was like, hey, run another one. No, check that. Run two more. And you're like, and Carl Tassos, like, what are you doing, man? I cut him by 1 yard. And this guy was a rat. Carl Tassos was a rat. He was a rat. He was a rat coach. It was just, so I wasn't his biggest fan and didn't get his sense of humor. And I felt like he never had a heart. Now he's, you know, again, he's passed away and Stu Weinstein's out there. Stu, I'm not trying to be mean about this, but it was a cold business.
Gotten a lot more friendly these days, it seems like.
Yeah, well, guys come out, you're out in the parking lot with guys and go, hey, he goes, he friggin' told me it was the biggest disappointment of the draft class. Like, what? Jeez. Now he cut you. Anyway, yeah, man, but the fact that we were asked to come in early and sit in front of that St. Thomas locker and wait see if Carl Tassos was going to tap you. And they said bring your playbook with you in the morning too. Like bring your playbook and be there at 7:30. It was 7 or 7:30, early in the morning. I mean, you talk about a bad day, you're going in. Now, if I was Dwight Stevenson and Don McNeil, our first two picks, I mean, hell, they were going to play. Hell, they're going to start. Hell, they're going to be Hall of Famers. Those guys didn't worry out Alabama. But the rest of us, all bets were off after those first two picks of who was going to make and who wasn't. So, yeah, that's I'm guessing with Mike. Can you imagine Mike calling you in and, like, no matter, even if you're
the 90th. He probably gives you a hug.
The 90th guy just says, bro, thank you for. Yeah. And honestly, I'd appreciate that. I don't want to hear the truth, man. I don't want to hear the truth.
Can hurt,
don't tell me the truth, coach. Lie to me one time. One thing about coach, man, you knew where you stood with Coach Shula. There was never any doubt, ever.
Well, how many of those guys, like, would resurface? Did you have, like, a huge practice squad? Like, were you able to
keep There were no practice. Right? So you know what they did back then? Guys would be sitting at home, have jobs. Guys at banks, guys went back to teach at school, substitute teachers. Would get a call, can you be here tomorrow? Such and such went down. That's how you pick guys up. Or other teams would cut guys, or there'd be trades. There was always little trades going on too. But it was crazy, man. Yeah. Carl Tassos, God bless his soul, was not my favorite coach. And he's a running back coach. Had nothing to do with me. I mean, he make little comments, but had nothing to do. He was one of our coaches. And if people out there, you know, again, just telling you what I saw, that's all. Don't get all fired up here today, especially if it's a family member. I just want you to know a little something about your grandfather or your father. All right. Hey, I want to tell you about.
Jeez.
It was.
That's okay.
Hey, man, it was a different. It probably had a lot more Brian Flores. If I was to be honest, a lot more like a tame Brian Flores feel to it. You know, when you hear things and guys like, coach didn't talk to me when he walked by me after a loss. And I was like, guess what? I thought that was normal. But we didn't worry about there was no, I think they had a sign up, no sensitive, you can't be sensitive, you know. Oh man, just
hey, this texter's right, by the way. He said that 1 yard you were short there, Joe, could be the difference between a first down
I know
in a real
boy,
game.
I tell you,
coach thought, right?
Yes. Oh no, he had a reason for it. And by the way, guys, we had some guys cut the 12-minute run, which I never did, down at the far corner. There wasn't a coach, and guys were cutting the cone. And you know what is it, another three steps to just go around the friggin' cone on the 12-minute run. and he got word back, and his coaches would, not all of them, some of them were, it's not a big deal. You know, nobody's going to find out. Don't say anything. It's fine. But you had a couple guys who were like, oh, no, I got to turn your ass into the coach. He didn't see it, but I did, coach. Now, I noticed they never, like, if it was Kuchenberg or Larry Little, they didn't have the balls to say one of those guys, because I played with some of those guys who were Hall of Famers at the end of their career, and they still had to do the run. But if something happened with them, there was nobody going to say one thing to Larry Little. Not one thing. Nobody. First of all, he'd call them out. That would be over. But the young guys, watch out. Hey, I do want to take a second here this morning to tell you about Cliggy's Carts. Boy, I'll tell you what, you've heard me talk about Cliggy's Carts before, featuring Royal EV golf carts, 48 and 72 volt lithium battery options, lots of speed. They're designed and engineered to be the leader in quality and safety with aluminum frames, which means there's no rust, adjustable front seat, and all of their six-seat models. No one else does that. They have four-seaters and six-seaters. I mean, these things are different level. And if you're anywhere in South Florida right now, I want to tell you, and you want a cart to really enjoy with in the neighborhood, driving around, if you live in an area like Davie where I am, where there's golf carts everywhere, and you want a nice one for you and your family to really enjoy, no one offers what Cliggy's has for you. I'm talking about custom paint jobs. You have a favorite team, they'll put those colors on it. LED lighting, sound bars. Cliggy's carts are located next to Okeechobee Steakhouse on Okeechobee Boulevard in West Palm Beach. Now that our signal's up there, if you're up there in Palm Beach, man, stop by. Unbelievable night. I promise you, it's worth the drive to go to the showroom, jump in one, and take it for a ride. Call 877-CLIGGYS, that's K-L-I-G-G-Y-S, or visit CliggysCarts.com. Cliggy's, slashing prices right now. Cliggy's carts are unbelievable. They're the darn coolest carts I've ever seen. If you are anywhere in South Florida, you need to stop by that showroom and take a test drive. You'll see it. You'll fall in love with Cliggy's right there. That's Cliggy's. They'll deliver for free anywhere in South Florida. Once you buy it, you'll absolutely love Cliggy's carts and get so much out of it with you and your family.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us? Your stuff was so good yesterday. My God.
Oh, boy.
Talking last night about that $12.9 million card.
That card's been the talk of the town, man. And I can't believe Mr. Wonderful is the one who bought it.
MJ and Kobe.
I don't know. What is someone like that who has everything? Like, what are they, you know?
They buy cards.
Yeah.
When you're worth that kind of money, it's no big deal.
Is it still exciting, though? Is it, like, exciting to keep just getting richer and richer and richer?
No, it's exciting to have things like that. I know somebody that lives down in Miami Beach that has an MJ original, one of his jerseys, and he paid millions for it. Wow. And they got up, and so when people go, he goes, look at this, I got this, and it's pretty cool.
Hmm. Yeah. Kevin O'Leary's he's got to be a multi billionaire, right?
Yeah. Was he trying to buy something recently? What was he trying? I don't know. Was he trying to buy something in sports or something? Or, by the way, if he doesn't have the money, he got a lot of billionaire buddies he can do it with.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So that's a special club.
Here's one, Joe, to start things off here. Tyreek Hill's divorce. We're starting to get some of the numbers on this thing. This article called it one of the NFL's costliest breakups. Did you by any chance happen to see some of these numbers?
No, go ahead.
So court filings obtained from the Daily Mail reveal that Hill must provide between $20,000 and $50,000 every month to Keita Vaccaro, who is the ex in this one, and what the judge described as status quo support. Additionally, she received a $500,000 check earlier this summer, $100,000 towards a new car, and a substantial $457,517 to cover her legal fees.
How much are legal fees again?
$457,517.
God bless you, lawyers. Yep. You always win.
They do always win.
Perry Mason out there, they always win.
She also, Joe, gets exclusive use of their $5.5 million Miami waterfront condo.
She what again?
She gets exclusive use.
Exclusive use. Not ownership, but use.
I think that's the condo with the the kid, the Porsche building thing.
Yeah.
It says he'll also remains responsible for the mortgage, insurance, utilities, and even the internet bill.
Oh my God.
It also says, according to the judge here, these payments have nothing to do with the final settlement, which could run into the millions.
All right. So
long story short, Tyreek might need to play for a little while longer.
So I guess the other part of this is for the children.
I'm sure he's got other kids.
Yeah, I'm sure this is going to be.
Well, that might be part of that $20,000 to $50,000 every month.
The mothers, the other mothers may. Whew, man, they.
$100,000 towards a new car, by the way.
I think all those mothers all get together and not say get together, but call to see them, make sure they're getting matching dollars.
Yeah, this one didn't go well, though, for Tyreek, it seems.
Wow. No comment. We don't know what to say, man. He's just.
All right. We move on from that one, Joe, because we got a bunch more to get to here. I don't know if you saw this one. Ohio State is going to ban Dave Portnoy from Ohio Stadium for week one. They're going to have their big noon kickoff out there, the Fox show. One. They're carrying the game and all that stuff. Yeah. And for some reason, they thought banning him from the stadium would be a good idea.
Well, he rips him. He's a big Michigan guy.
Yeah, he's a Michigan fan.
And he rips Ohio State all the time.
I don't know if this is legal. I guess maybe it is, but it wouldn't have been news if had they not done it. But now it just makes them look pathetic.
It does. It is so petty. And it's just, it gives him more exposure, though. It's good for him.
He was all over. Yeah,
he wins, and you know they're going about how petty Ohio State fans are, and whoever made this decision, and it's
and
a little soft.
I don't know that you can just ban someone for being a fan of another team. Like I don't even know. Like, but you're right. He does win in this.
He wins.
He gets all the publicity. Michigan. And Fox wins because he's going to be on the show. And,
yeah. Well, they're just taking all his followers and.
Yep.
Hoping that everybody that big bar stool is
they have a lot of fans out there
trying to catch the other show, man. That other show is one of my favorite shows. That show Game ESPN Day. Does yeah. Game Day starts at 9 a.m. That is one great show they put on. They do a great job with that thing.
Yeah. Well, CBS has one, Fox has one.
So anyway, yeah. But listen, we're talking about that, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a big story.
He's going to be, what do they say? He's going to be in a parking lot, or they can't keep him out of the parking lot, or at a bar down the street with pizza, or what's he going to do?
Yeah, it's just, again, looks very, very petty. But
oh, he's going to take some shots on that show, right? And they're all going to laugh. Think, they're all going to have a good laugh about it. And who's behind it? Was it the athletic director?
Don't you kind of want to watch the show now?
Yeah.
There you go. They win.
Well, they got the big farewell.
All right, Joe, a couple more to rattle off here for you. Caitlin Clark became Nike's newest signature athlete yesterday. They officially made the announcement. She got the new signature logo that will follow with a collection of sportswear and apparel and eventually a signature sneaker.
Saw that coming. Surprised that hasn't happened already.
Yep.
So probably Caitlin sell Clark. Well, too.
By the way, who happens to be hurt at the moment.
Yes, she hadn't played for a while.
No, she has not.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, WNBA ought to be excited. Their games are on TV every night. There's like the NBA. Yeah. They are always there.
Mm-hmm. All right, Joe. The Powerball estimated jackpot here has jumped to $815 million. That is the seventh biggest ever after there were no winners of the $750 million grand prize.
It's about time I get lucky.
Drawing will be Wednesday. Just in case, Joe, the winning numbers on Monday were 16, 19, 34, 37, and 64 with the Powerball number of 22.
Yeah. Not my numbers.
It's pretty unlikely to win this thing here, by the way.
But somebody's gonna
you want to know the odds of winning?
Go ahead. What are they?
One in 292.2 million.
Yeah, not good.
Much better chance of getting hit by lightning.
Not good.
And our final one here, Joe. This came across the news desk yesterday. I want to make sure we had some time to address it, though. Southwest Airlines, I know you recently were on the flight, right?
I was.
They do have a new policy that will affect the plus-size travelers. Southwest will soon require travelers who do not fit within the armrests of their seat to pay for an extra one in advance. Part of a recent string of changes that the carrier is making here. They're also looks like going to start assigning seats as well.
Probably a good idea. That would be, I didn't talk about it because I'm not one to try to offend people. So Jimmy and I sit in the first one. We got upgraded. So we got in there quickly and we took the very first. So we get off the plane and right away and easy to get off, grab our stuff. And we got first one. Problem was There's three seats. He went to the window. I went to the outside.
Yeah. Now you fit, right? You do fit in the seat.
Yes, but I got
barely.
I got a big person that said, "Excuse me, I want to sit between you."
Yeah. Did they fit?
They were stuffed in there pretty good. Mm-hmm. I mean, I tried.
I wonder how they're going to do this.
I was dozing off, and pretty soon it was like, yeah, we were.
Like, if you don't buy the second seat, what are they going to do with people? Like, is this going to be like, you know how they have that thing where you stick your bag in to see if your bag will fit in the overhead compartment?
I know.
Do they need like a demo seat out there and like you put the person in the seat before they board the plane to see if they fit or if there's spillage or anything? Like, how are we going to work that?
So, I don't know, Woody. Woody, I tell you what, I saw it coming and I saw as people were getting on, you know, people that got on first paid the extra to get the better seating. Yeah, yeah. And so there were people, men and women, that were skinny. And I was going, hey, take the middle because I saw this coming. They're going, no, we want to go back. Went the window. No, thanks. Appreciate it. And some of them were dolphin people coming home from the trip. And I did. So I don't even know how to tell them what happened. Bradley Chubb's girlfriend, and I said, hey, she had dolphin shirt on. I didn't know who it was, so this was not hitting on her. I said, hey, would you like to sit in the middle here? And she said, no, I'm fine. I'm gonna just sit back and get this thing. I was trying everything.
Yeah.
And then
you got the last of them,
the big person came, and they had that same thought, like, oh, I'll take the middle and get out of here quickly. And Steph, I see Jimmy, and he's stuffed against the window, and it was just a bad. It was rough. Anyway,
did you speak to the flight attendant?
No, we don't say anything. No, we're very, very professional people.
Were they able to buckle?
Yes, they were.
Well, that's good.
You're truly a bad guy.
I only bring these stories up because I know you're very concerned about it.
No, I. That was the downfall was. You got to have, you know, get three and get somebody small to sit in the middle or it's a rough 3 hours. That's not what you want for 3 hours. Hey, we've got more stuff to get to, Woody. Guess who's coming up? Kyle Krabs, Locked On Dolphins, NFL analyst for A to Z Sports, is going to join us. We're going to talk about what's going on in the roster, what we need, what he expects today. Could there be some surprises? I know Kyle's already broke it all down, so we'll have all that for you coming up here to start the 8 o'clock hour. First, though, hurricane season is here. You see the little noodles out in the Atlantic. They're going all over the place, and they start at us, and hopefully they keep bending left or right. But leave us alone, man. Protect your home, though. If you're going through this and you're going, oh, man, we're not really protected. We're hoping to get lucky one more year. Stop it. Protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing now. You got that old or leaky roof, replace your old roof now and pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Save big on their legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $6 per window per month installed. So they cover all South Florida. Don't wait for the next storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK. They have a great staff ready to answer all your questions. Chev, the CEO and owner over there, if he's there, talk to him. He's passionate about the great work they're going to do for you.